Jessica Nicole, I got it that time, from Fox's Fringe is joining us on the line. Now, so we've got pretty good memories, but I guess Olivia's got some memory troubles, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. Poor thing. She's pitiful.
So what's going on there? What's happening with her?
Well, you know, she's gone to a place that she's not supposed to have gone to, and so her body and her brain are experiencing the side effects of that. And, you know, in the first season, you can tell that she has a lot of willpower, she's really smart, she's really determined, and in the second season, you get to see that start to break down, which is really neat, I think, to have such a powerful lead character showing vulnerabilities in that way. And she's trying desperately to connect everything that she's been through together, and it's just so hard, and it's because, you know, she's experienced something that very few people on this earth, in this reality, have experienced. And her mind and her brain are trying to combat that and come together as one, and it's just proving to be very difficult. But slowly she's getting it back. You know, she doesn't have her limp anymore from the car accident that she sort of had in the first episode of season two. And she's starting to remember her conversation with William Bell, even though it happens at odd moments when she, you know, isn't really expecting it to happen. But she's gaining ground again. She's slowly coming back to the Olivia that we knew in the first episode. But now she's just a little bit more powerful.
And what's it like working on the show with legendary Leonard Nimoy? That's got to be crazy. Hey, how old is he now? He's like...
He's up there. You know, I've actually only met him one time. And they... Because he's always in the massive dynamic set, and, you know, it took forever for Astrid to even get out of the lab, so our paths never crossed when we were on set. And one day I went into the hair and makeup trailer, and he was sitting there, and I didn't know he was in there, so I just opened the door, and I was like, hey, it's Leonard Nimoy. And so I went up to him, and I smiled, and I said, hi, how are you? And he was like, oh, I'm fine. I wanted to respect his space and everything and give him quiet time because everything was kind of quiet and calm in the trailer. So I just gawked at him out of the corner of my eye while I got my makeup done.
You didn't have to, like, bow or kiss a ring or, like, not make eye contact. That was okay. He's 78, I'm told. He's 78 years old, but he looks pretty good, doesn't he?
He does look good. And he's really, really kind. I mean, he's got an easy smile, and he makes everybody around him feel comfortable. So he's not a personality that, you know, wants everybody to be working really hard around him or anything like that. He seems to be pretty personable for the most part.
Good to hear. Very quickly, you're an artist. Many people might not know that about you. Tell me what you're working on right now.
Right now I've got an online comic. It's called High Yellow Magic, and it's on my website, which is jessicanicole.com. And I draw, you know, whenever I can in between shooting days and stuff. And I've just got different autobiographical and some fantastical stories that are on my site, and it's pretty cool to have an area where I can do something like that.
There is one bit of a disappointment that I read on your website. You don't like dogs that lick your face, so I'm not even going to invite you over.
I'm so not into that.
Well, then no invitation for you, okay, Miss Nicole?
Not at all. I love dogs, though, but please, they must keep their tongues away from mine.
I'll run that by my significant other, Ernie, and see what he says, but I don't know. He means well, that's what I tell people. All right, Jessica Nicole from Fringe, check it out Thursday nights on Fox. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.